Walking with Our Sisters is an art installation of about 1,800 vamps, or uppers, honoring the lives of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Communities are coming together across Turtle Island in ceremony while this sacred bundle travels over the next 7 years. The installation opened on Friday, September 19th at the Thunder Bay Art Gallery and will be open until October 12th. For more information and tour dates, visit wwos.ca. I spoke with Kara Ludit, a co-lead organizer for Walking with Our Sisters Thunder Bay, as well as a National Collective member, and Erin Marie Consmo, youth coordinator and Walking with Our Sisters media contact. Do you want to start out maybe just by introducing yourselves and giving people a bit of background on how you came to be part of Walking with Our Sisters?
Hi, my name is Kara Ludit. My spirit name is Askiokamaskwe, which means Earth Boss Woman. I am Sturgeon Clan from Fort Albany First Nation. I heard about Walking with Our Sisters earlier this year, and I started to go to the community conversations and the events that happened. And I joined the planning committee back in July, as a co-lead organizer, and it's been really wonderful so far, and I've been welcomed into the fold of the National Committee now.
Tansé, Erin Marie, Consmo, Nitsigasun, Manitou, Sagahigan, Ochinia. My name is Erin Marie, and I'm from Lac Saina in Alberta, and I'm the youth coordinator and media contact on the Walking with Our Sisters National Collective. I'm also with the Native Youth Sexual Health Network as their Media Arts, Justice, and Projects Coordinator. And the Native Youth Sexual Health Network is a community partner supporting Walking with Our Sisters with the youth engagement and leadership here. So Walking with Our Sisters is a commemorative art installation to remember and honor the lives of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And this commemorative art installation started with beading circles, with community getting together and beading the tops of moccasins, also known as vamps or uppers. And we now have close to 1,800 moccasin tops. And those moccasin tops represent the unfinished lives of Indigenous women and girls. And this sacred bundle is traveling for 7 years, so up until 2019, across more than 30 communities in both Canada and the US. And what has come of Walking with Our Sisters after we're now in our seventh community here in Thunder Bay, what has now come out of this traveling and out of this process is a recognition that this sacred bundle and this lodge are really based around ceremony and having a space for a community to honor those that are still missing or that have been lost. And this project is different in that it is completely grassroots and community led, so it has no state funding. It's not funded by the provincial or federal governments. It's completely community-led by the local Indigenous communities who host the bundle, as well as by a national collective of Indigenous peoples who just have, a desire to, do things in a good way and with a good heart to honor and remember those who are still missing or have been taken from us. And what we've seen over almost a year now that the bundle's been traveling is that Walking with Our Sisters has opened a space for communities to build capacity around, taking leadership around ceremony to address this issue, to increase meaningful engagement of young people and two-spirited people around these issues, and, as well as, just taking care of each other in the process of this ceremony. And I think that You know, that's something that is needed in our communities at this time, is a process around this issue that is driven by us, and that is really focused around our ceremony as a process of healing, of moving forward. And, you know, I think that the process so far to date with this bundle has been really amazing. It's grown in so many different ways, whether that's from local community members having additional teach-ins and programming. Other communities have added different programming elements. So, you know, having specific youth nights, having specific nights for both Indigenous men and non-Indigenous men to discuss how violence is impacting our communities, to a resurgence of culture, language, ceremony, and medicines. And I think that Walking with Our Sisters has, you know, not only the sacred items and medicines in the bundle, but it also has a lot of medicines that are working at the community level. And I think that that's the medicines in that are helping to rebuild some of the things that have been suppressed from our nation. So I really see it as a nation building tool as well. And, you know, also for bringing in folks that are non-Indigenous into this process, you know, having some accountability there as well, on their side, to what it means to have this issue continue.
Do you want to talk a bit more about the bundle arriving in Thunder Bay and the local community connections to having the exhibit here?
Yeah, the keepers, they ended up driving to Manitoba to go meet the bundle as it arrived from Flin Flon, which was the last community to host it. And they had a wonderful time just meeting the other keepers. And I know that they would rather travel with the bundle to make sure that it arrives in each community safely, and to have that connection between the keepers and the community builders throughout each community, which is great. And here in Thunder Bay, it's been really, truly wonderful to really see all these organizations and people come together to support this installation. And I'm really just, I'm still really overwhelmed with this whole process of the last couple months since I've really stepped up to help organize these events. And I think for myself, I just recently relocated back here to Thunder Bay as well. And personally, the way it's affected me in being able to connect with the community has been truly wonderful and supportive. It's something that was really needed in my own life personally, and it really couldn't have come at a better time. And just speaking for myself, though, like, I'm blown away by everything. And I'm pretty sure everybody that has been involved so far would echo those sentiments.
Did you want to talk a bit more about some of, like, the intergenerational connections that are being made between, like, youth and elders, and yourselves as, like, kind of in between, like, still youth, but connecting with younger youth as well?
Well, we've had some wonderful young men come out throughout this whole week of installation, and being able to see them paired up with elders, whether it was helping to make tobacco ties or birch bark spirit dish offerings, just everything involved with the ceremony, with the bundle, and having the youth really become involved was something beautiful to see. And not even just that, like with the fire keepers, we had a sacred fire out on Fort William First Nation, and we had a bunch of youth fire keepers that would come out to support. And it was just really touching to see all these youth come out each and every day, and they were such hard workers. And yeah, we really have to give it up to them.
One of the values for Walking with Our Sisters is that everybody is equal when they come to visit the lodge and the sacred bundle, and that includes our elders and our young people. It doesn't mean that the way that, you know, our knowledge keepers and our elders hold knowledge isn't, you know, respected, but it means that when people enter that lodge, everybody's the same. You know, everybody is there, and, you know, to be respected as well. And I think regarding the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous young women and girls, we need to think about the fact that, you know, more than, you know, 60% of people who are murdered or go missing are under the age of 30. So there's a huge number of, you know, young Indigenous women and girls that are being affected by this issue, and therefore young people in general being affected by it, whether that's your sister or your cousin. This is an issue that for most Indigenous youth, being pulled to this bundle, they know of somebody at least that has been affected by this issue. So having a space where intergenerational teachings are actually actualized is a huge opportunity for addressing the issue. And in other, you know, I think in for Walking with Our Sisters in particular, it's been really amazing to see the ways that young people have been welcomed into this lodge, and, you know, welcomed around this bundle, that, you know, everybody is welcome to learn about the language, everybody's welcome to learn about ceremony, about the medicines, and, you know, any opportunity that we have as young people to reclaim, you know, our knowledge about ourselves, about our bodies, about, you know, past history, I think is really healing. And you know, I've had the opportunity as a youth coordinator traveling with this bundle to hear from young people in most of the community so far that, you know, they've said things like, you know, I was seeking for community, I was looking for community, I was looking for that connection to culture, and I wasn't finding it, and then I found Walking with Our Sisters. And they speak about the way that, you know, if they were just volunteering for a day or an hour, or if they've been here every single day with the bundle, that, you know, they felt that sense of community, they felt that connection to culture and language and ceremony, and in a way that doesn't feel shameful for what they know or don't know. You know, there's young people who speak their language fluently, and there's others that, you know, may just know one word. But despite where young people are at, you know, this bundle is really meeting people, you know, just at that basic human level. And I think if we can do that, then, you know, I think that ceremony in many ways is acting as its own form of, you know, violence prevention. Because if we can take care of our young people in, you know, a good way, and if that's by having them spend some time in this lodge, I think that that's doing a lot for our communities. And so I think that, you know, Walking with Our Sisters is a huge opportunity over the next 7 years to really do some youth resurgence and reclamation of Indigenous knowledge in our nations, because our young people are going to be the ones that are eventually our elders and the people that are, you know, that will have to carry the culture and the languages and the ceremonies. And, you know, I think that, you know, we often speak about, you know, looking forward to the seventh generation. And I think that, you know, since this bundle is traveling for 7 years as well, like, there's a huge opportunity for our communities and for all of these more more than 30 communities to do that work. This is, and it's done in a sustainable way because it's not just one night or one day. It's sustained over several months of community coming together over beat-ins, around sharing circles, around community conversations that each community has to hold before they even accept this bundle, to prepare themselves to have those tough conversations about what's happening in community, you know, what's happening with young people. And it changes for every single community, right? Like, intergenerational organizing and meaningful youth engagement looks different every single place. It has some of the same elements, but it looks different everywhere. And I think that that's going to be something that's really amazing. And I've been seeing that, you know, young people are drawn to this bundle because of the ways that it just accepts people for who they are and where they're at. And so I think that Walking with Our Sisters is a good model for communities who want to support meaningful engagement of young people and creation of leadership opportunities as well. You know, I'm a young Indigenous woman myself, and you know, on this bundle I've learned so much already as well. I often don't feel like I should have this opportunity, like, but it's, you know, I see myself as a helper here to create those opportunities for other young people. And that's also a role that we can have as young people, is helping to create, you know, meaningful spaces for young people to be able to say, this is what's happening in my life right now. This is what I need. And then, you know, if we can support, as community, support what young people are telling us, I think that that's when we're going to start to address some of these issues, including, you know, our missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls.
Mm-hmm. I think just to add to that, just to relate back to a personal level as far as the intergenerational organizing that goes on here, in my own family, on the last day of the install, my sister brought out her son, and my mom was also there. So to have three generations coming out to support this bundle here locally was amazing. And another thing I wanted to kind of bring up was, I love how everything is in ceremony and seeing these young people around it, being surrounded by it, and especially seeing some of these toddlers and the babies that come through. These toddlers and babies are going to grow up never knowing a time when these ceremonies were forbidden. And that's something really powerful that I hope that this will continue to really move forward.
Glad you brought up babies.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember last night you mentioned that having them in the room is like medicine in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had this. There's been a couple different times at the installations that we've had, you know, young children work with their moms or with their aunties or uncles or grandmothers as well, because many of the grandmothers bring their grandchildren that, you know, they're taking care of. Because of the violence that's impacted our communities. And it's really amazing to see that care in the lodge. And we've had, you know, brand new babies in the lodge as well, just sit there in the lodge while their moms work on the lodge and place vamps. And I think that that's also one of the dynamics of this bundle, is that while it can be really spiritually heavy to sit with, you know, over 1,700 sisters' spirits in there, because each of them stand with us when we walk through that lodge. It's also really powerful to see the life that's in there, that, you know, there's laughter that happens during the installations, you know, there's silliness, there's, you know, discussions about any number of things, if that's about, like, connecting with our bodies. You know, it's a physical process just to put things down, and there's something to that, to being able to put in that labor with other people. There's something to laughing around this bundle and those sacred items, despite the heaviness of this issue. That when we, you know, we can come together and bring together many different medicines that'll help take care of one another, and you know, I think that you know, young people, babies, laughter, all those kinds of things are just, you know, a few of the medicines that come out every single time that this bundle travels, and it really takes on a life of its own. You know, those sisters tell us a lot. If we're ready to hear them and to listen to them, they tell us a lot about what's going on and what we need to be doing, and what's important. They remind us about what's important, and I think that that's community around this bundle.
It's really beautiful. I saw that there's also some Two-Spirit teachings, and I was wondering if you wanted to share at all about the connections that Walking with Our Sisters has made with Two-Spirit communities and
I think it's really important to include Two-Spirited within everything involved with the bundle and in ceremony. I myself am a Two-Spirit person, and to really be able to come back to Thunder Bay, I left Thunder Bay when I was 16 and still in the closet, and to be able to come back last year, just being completely open with who I am in my life and being content with who I am, and to really be accepted back into this community when, after I had left, Thunder Bay wasn't as accepting back then as I remember it. And it's been really wonderful to have such inclusivity for us involved. I don't think I've ever seen this much acceptance and I'm not too sure what the word I'm looking for is. Just being included in everything, in the ceremonial aspect, being able to organize the traditional teachings event tomorrow, which will also include Skirt and Moon teachings. The Two-Spirit teachings will be done with Elder Mani Shikabi. She was one of the elders with the committee, and she is amazing. And one of the things that actually I learned this past week from her, this is the first ceremony that I've been involved with where having to wear skirts was optional. So for me to be able to freely not have to wear a skirt throughout the week of the install was huge for me. And I actually started to feel a bit anxious and almost feeling bad about it. Mani came into the lodge Thursday evening, the final night of the install, and we were talking about how the opening ceremonies were going to be held the next day, yesterday. So she went on to go say that she originally was going to wear a skirt, but decided not to. She was going to come in wearing pants and her ribbon shirt, and she explained herself as saying, "I want to be here in this lodge as a Two-Spirit person." And as soon as she said that, all of my feelings, it went away, and I just felt extremely comforted in that fact. And that's exactly it for me. Like, that is who I am, and that is how I wanted to be here as. And it was wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that.
For us at Walking With Our Sisters, I think it's been important for us to recognize and honor two-spirited people in our community that are either still missing or have been murdered. And, you know, colonial gender-based violence impacts our communities in different ways. You know, that's been, you know, I think about the ways that colonization and residential schools have impacted, you know, our views around even just having conversations about our bodies, about having pride around what they are, that they're medicines, that, you know, we have really diverse understandings of gender and sexuality from nation to nation. We have stories about taking care of our bodies as medicines. We have, you know, ways of honoring them in ceremony, whether that's with berries or medicines. And, you know, it just makes sense if one of our values is to include everybody in this project and to say that everybody is welcome into that lodge, and to experience, being able to walk with our sisters, that means all of our sisters, right? It's not about picking and choosing, based on how people, connect with their bodies or how they express their bodies. And, I think that's really important because, violence also really has historically impacted two-spirited people. They were some of the first people to be targeted by colonization because of the medicines and the power and the strength that they brought to our communities and still bring to our communities. And I, you know, I'm often reminded by other two-spirited people that, you know, those medicines are still here. We still have the meaningful leadership of two-spirited people in our community. Sometimes it's invisibilized, but they're everywhere. They're, you know, community leaders that are maintaining our languages. They're community leaders that are maintaining ceremony, that are addressing issues like violence against our women. And, you know, I really hope to see that, you know, the leadership and meaningful engagement of two-spirited people continues with this lodge as an example for what we should be doing regarding this, like in any other issue as well, that it shouldn't just be siloed. Like, hopefully it will provide an example of ways that we can provide meaningful space for two-spirited people and also recognizing those that have been lost. Because, in many different ways with the way that the RCMP databases work or the federal databases for missing and murdered, they often exclude two-spirited people. And so this is a way to honor stories that have, you know, been consciously pushed away, purposely pushed away because it doesn't fit the mainstream narrative of, gender and who certain people are. And so I think that that's a really important resurgence through this project. And it's come in a variety of ways, from having, you know, the meaningful leadership of two-spirited people on the National Collective to having, you know, two-spirited people come out and volunteer in the lodge. Lots of amazing two-spirited elders that have come out and connected as well. In Winnipeg, as an example, they held several two-spirited events that were led by two-spirited people there and two-spirited elders. And, you know, so creating specific space for two-spirited people to come out and talk about how violence impacts their lives, specifically about the people that they've lost in their lives that haven't been recognized. And even having that opportunity to have that in a sacred bundle, I think, is doing great change. So there's, you know, a whole number of vamps that were feasted in Winnipeg that were created specifically for our two-spirited sisters and two-spirited people. And I think that, you know, those specific vamps are, adding a medicine to this story that is often ignored or just invisibilized. And, you know, it's only the first year that keeps it makes me speechless when I only think that this is what's happened in the first year. And, you know, there's going to be difficulties with this project as well. Like, it's hard. Resurgence is hard. It's uncomfortable. It means undoing and unwinding things that have been built up from colonization, from residential school. Protocols and teachings look different from region to region, but I think if we all come together with a good heart, and that includes everybody in our community, no matter who they are, our young people, our two-spirited people, our elders, our women, our men, if we come together in a good way and we come around ceremony and with open hearts, then we can have the conversations that we need. And some of those are going to be really difficult, and there's going to be challenges. This bundle does throw us challenges, whether that's when a van moves from one location to another and it breaks down, or they get a flat tire. You know, there are those types of challenges, and then there's also the challenges around you know, relearning protocol or, like, talking about protocol and talking about, you know, like, you know, having a youth suicide happen when the bundle's in a community. Like, there's going to be challenges around it. But those are also part of the ceremony. Because ceremony is also not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be difficult. It is difficult in many different ways. And I think about the process of undoing and redoing and resurging. And I think all of those are very important medicines, even though some of them are difficult and some of them are easier. But I think it's an exciting path and a really good way of doing all of this.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you to Aaron and Christy and Lisa and the National Committee for welcoming me in. That it's I'm just beyond words over this entire week. I can't even.
No words.
None. Just full of emotions, wonderful, loving emotions for everyone.
If people want to learn more about Walking With Our Sisters, you can visit the website at www.walkingwithoursisters.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a Walking With Our Sisters Facebook group. And you can follow us on Twitter at WWOS1. And there you will also be able to find the Twitter accounts of local communities that are organizing and hosting the bundle next. We encourage you to follow on social media because we post everything about this project and this bundle as it moves along. And it's a great way to connect with and see examples of things like meaningful youth engagement and resurgence, to meaningful engagement and leadership of two-spirited people, to addressing violence in ways that brings together community through ceremony. And if folks want to get in touch with myself regarding any ideas or opportunities that you would like to make happen regarding youth involvement, you can reach me at erin@wwos.ca.
The journey of Walking With Our Sisters continues, and the Sacred Bundle will travel next to Saskatoon at the end of the month. From Fort William First Nations, Anishinaabe Territory, I'm Carly Forbes, reporting for CILU in Thunder Bay.